Cycle of Fire. Why is the Sierra Nevada so different today from what it was like 100 years ago? The answer is fire. For thousands of years, up until about a century ago, forest fires were common in the Sierra Nevada. Vegetation on the ground would ignite easily and burn quickly. This was due to the dry, hot conditions. The fires also burned whatever leaf litter was on the ground. How did the fire start? Lightning, or human activity, was almost always the cause of fires. Some people believe that Native Americans may have set fires 3,000 years ago. They started fires in the understory to clear travel routes that they often used. Clearing land as protection from enemies also was important to them. Fire allowed them to spur the growth of plants they used for food. Whether started by humans or nature, these fires are called surface fires. They stayed within a small area. Why? Because there was too little plant material on the ground for the fires to spread very far. There was not enough fuel, dried plants, branches, logs, and twigs, on the ground to feed the fire for long. In other words, the fires were contained naturally. Feature box. Layers of a forest. Canopy. These are the branches and leaves of the tallest trees. The canopy gets full sunlight. This allows it to make more food than other layers. Understory. Trees here are shorter than those in the canopy. Some tree species grow well in the shade and stay in this layer. Larger species become part of the canopy. Trees in this layer grow in the shade. They do not produce as much food as the trees in the canopy. Shrub layer. Many birds and insects live in this layer. Dense forests have a sparse shrub layer. Little light reaches this level. Herb layer. This layer is made up of ferns, grasses, wildflowers, and tree seedlings. It is also home to forest animals that live on the ground. Forest floor. The ground is made up of leaves, twigs, animal droppings, and dead plants and animals.